Domestic shoe brands such as Belle and Daphne used to occupy the women's shoe section in big department stores. However, today, the popularity of these brands seems to be dwindling amongst most customers. So, what's going on right now?
Well, I'm going to try to tell you, even though I'm not really sure I understand this huge dilemma that is facing the shoe industry, you know. But for those ladies out there that are big fans of these brands, please keep your tears, because maybe, some good things will happen in the future. But right now, the news that I have for you is going to go as such. CDH Investments Funds Management Co. is working with the management shoe retailer Belle International Holdings LTD on a buyout that could be the largest ever such deal for a Hong Kong-listed consumer company, according to a report on China Daily on April 20th, 2017. The company, as the mainland's biggest women's footwear retailer, sells shoes under 12 brands, including, maybe you've heard of them, Teenmix, Millie's, and Bastro, which used to occupy, I guess, the ground floor of a lot of big department stores and whatnot. So anyways, guys, although it's seen a little bit of ups and a little bit of downs in the recent fiscal years overall, I guess it's, and they've warned themselves that they're going to see a total yearly income that would equal a 15 to 25% drop. I guess their inventory circles are just becoming larger and larger, and they just can't sell enough of those shoes.
Yes, that is very interesting because this from those couple of shoe brands that
Yes.
have been mentioned here just brings back memories. Trip down memory
Me
lane.
too.
You
Sorry.
sure?
Oh,
I thought it's like Nike or
yeah, for sure.
Adidas
Yeah,
for you,
whatever.
or
But
I don't
I
know.
get what you're saying. So you have fond memories of these
I
shoes,
have
yes.
fond memories of shopping in those stores when I was a little girl, and I remember my mom used to bring me with her when she goes shopping, and these brands, Belle, I think in Chinese it's called Bai Li, and Daphne, they used to be hip brands with good quality, and I remember it was something that the ladies would get excited about, and it's a coveted thing if you own a pair of shoes from these domestic brands. But these days, it seems like things have changed quite a bit, and if you go to department stores, first of all, do people still do that? Because department stores have more or less been replaced by shopping malls.
I do that.
You do?
I'm a dinosaur.
Yes, you
Okay.
are. Ryan, you and I are
Whoa.
definitely not shopping together.
This is true, but yes, I do feel like department stores are not necessarily the future of trending as it pertains to shopping. But Huang Shen, your two cents on this perilous shoe problem we're seeing.
Yeah, I think the department stores is an issue because now, as you know, China has entered the e-commerce era. So it's a huge challenge. And I think the other reason is like more and more young people are turning their eyes to the foreign brands. It's a set for the China's fashion circle.
But ladies, I have a question. I mean,
Yes, fire
e-commerce
away.
aside, I would never buy a pair of shoes until I try them on. They gotta fit like a glove. So I would say, does this really apply to those heels,
That's a
Huyong?
very good question. And for me, that I am a woman. That is a paradox. Because on the one hand, you know where I live, in a cave, and I don't contact you guys when I'm out of work because I don't use WeChat. I don't use those modern ways to connect with people. Because simply don't. We shouldn't go down that path. Maybe I'll enrage people that I know. And on the other hand, I do keep an eye on the trends and what trends stick. And with I think shopping online for shoes, maybe for those who are very experienced shoppers,
Online shoe
then
shoppers, yeah.
they can do it. But also maybe one of the reasons why domestic shoe brands that have been around for quite some time, like we've talked about earlier on in this topic, that they haven't really been doing very well in coping with this new shopping or consumption tendency of people shopping online. and they're still so heavily focused on brick and mortar stores, that could be an issue. And also, I think for these brands, their designs, it's different, right, Huangshan?
Yep. I think they are just old brands and just catering for the older generation of people, maybe. I'm so mean to them. Sorry.
Well, but, you're young and hip, so just speak your mind.
So am I, everybody.
It's like just some like old clothes brands. They just have like less fashionable in the eyes of young people. And the trend, you know, changed very, very fast. And now more and more young people claim they're fashionistas. So they want new design, like.
Yeah, maybe you guys have heard that, you know, like maybe on some of those fashion runway, Project Runway. I don't watch this, I swear to God.
Did you want me to cite it then?
Whatever, no, I'm just going to say.
Okay, let's do it properly.
Someone will come out, and there's one of these catty ladies, you're watching commercials, okay, if you're me, you're watching, and it just pops on the TV, and someone's like, those shoes I saw 2 minutes ago, and you're like, oh, and everybody's like, oh, you know, like that was a fashion burn.
Yeah, and the fashion police will come out and get you, because in fashion...
And lock you up with fuzzy handcuffs. You're done.
Yeah, furry ones.
You're off the runway for life.
Oh, completely.
But obviously, this phrase is saying something along the lines of fashion is changing. Obviously, it's a very, you know, go, go, go type thing, changing so fast to young. I don't even know why I'm saying this, because you're the authority.
Yes, I... Well, okay, thank you. That was a smooth yes. In fashion, one day you're in, one day you're out. So when you're out, and with these kind of brands, I think they need to employ a new design team. And also, I've done a little bit of research last night, as I tried, I visited one of these stores and tried to see what they've got on display. And I realized that with the more traditional brands or their way of making shoes, sometimes maybe because it's good leather, but it's not the style that young people like. And also, some of these shoes look kind of comfy and and that's a no-no word, taboo in fashion. And with these foreign brands or some of these more hip brands, I think they have a way of making the shoe that makes your feet look slim. So it's not always about comfiness, or it's about, you know, looking slim but also being comfy, and that is really difficult to achieve.
So I just want to, you know, clarify here. So today I'm in, right?
You are in right now, but the next second I can't guarantee you anything.
I'll live it up while I got it. Anyways, yes, I think it's changing fast, and you know, when you're spending top dollar for some of these fashion brands, when it's changing so quick, maybe it's hard to be a fashion brand that's relevant all the time, right? Also, I think sportswear is becoming so big, even with the ladies. I mean, I think in the subway now, I'm walking down and there's this drop-dead attractive girl, you know, wearing the yoga pants and these active shoes. And it's like an Adidas thing. And I'm like, wow, you know, like, she looks great, and the shoes are cool, but this is also like a trending thing. I think women are dressing in yoga pants. They're dressing comfy. They're putting on those cool netted sports shoes, and I think they're feeling just as confident probably in those as they would struggling to get upstairs in heels, you know? Who wants to do that all the time? Also,
why are you looking at me?
I am going to go ahead and talk about office attire as well. You know, ladies, apparently ladies, when you're going to the workplace, you're not dressing to impress as much, or that is according to the CEO of Bell, who once mentioned in a meeting that he found only 2 out of the 20 people in a company elevator in Shanghai wearing formal footwear, and he was one of them. Mic drop.
Actually, Ryan, I don't think that was good advice for people. I think certainly there is this trend of, I think, called athleisure. That is, you know, combined.
Did you just say athleisure?
Yes,
that's a word.
Oh, that is portmanteau fashion.
No, I'm still in, right? I'm still in.
Well, it's a slippery slope. You could be sliding
down. Whatever,
Oh, okay.
I'm cashing
in. And he's okay with that. So basically, I think with yoga pants in office or maybe in some of the more formal settings, it's kind of a difficult one. I think it depends on the company's culture, because for some of the more formal office culture companies, then that is still not acceptable. But there is one real fashion trend that maybe is kind of dying out soon, because, you know, these things just change so quickly, about the white little shoes.
Actually, I think Ryan has offered a good suggestion
for the shoe companies. Well,
yeah, like Puma and Rihanna, they have like collaborations. They design like sports shoes in a more fashionable way. Maybe our like old like domestic like fashion brands can take that into consideration. They can design and make it comfortable and fashion at the same time.
You don't say. You know, I know you're, I know you're a big Riri fan, Hyeon. Looks like you know she might be disagreeing with you, but I do think ladies look so attractive in sportswear, so I think it's a good change. I think actually too, telling women, you know, sportswear ads, I feel like it's very much empowering too at the same time for both guys and girls. It's saying, you know, be strong, be fit, be active, be proactive, which is a healthy message maybe for the middle class people we were just talking about.
Yes.
Okay?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, that's very good. Is it advice or observation? Yes, thank you for that. And certainly with these brands, you know, they come and go, and so at least they're still sticking around, but it seems like they're just not performing as well. And it's important to look at who's succeeding currently.
Yeah,
and it seems like brands such as Charles and Keith, that's actually doing pretty well at the moment.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, actually, they're not very expensive. Okay. And I know they're popular among Chinese younger consumers.
Okay.
Has a lot to do with the price and the design. But the design is a difficult one, because I feel, according to my own observation, that often when you talk about fashionable, it is copying what is...
Yeah.
What is off the runway, maybe in Paris, Milan, New York, London.
Yeah.
And that means, in a way, that this is maybe globalization, not in its best form, that people are just copying the trends that's off those couple of cities where the latest designs are being announced. And it's very difficult to see very unique designs that's homegrown, that comes from this individual city these days, as things are homogenous.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of China. I love living here, and I really would like to see domestic brands do well here. And so I think some good advice, maybe just from my two cents on this issue, is I think what a lot of these companies are doing, and even maybe celebrities getting involved, as Huang Shenhe just said, is diversifying. All celebrities have, like, probably a classy heel or this and that, but Riri, right, she's going into the sports shoe market. Put more horses in the race. Diversify your brand as much as possible. With the more horses, you probably will win one of those races, and you'll know where you're really doing well. Also, I think, you know, you said globalization. I think that's true in some cases. At the same time, I think China has a unique style, that this whole made in China kind of movement and created in China movement is really pushing. And I think embracing that style, but also making it trendy for the global audience, you know, that fusion would really be cool with a lot of these kind of consumer merchandise. So that would be, don't forget your roots, but try to stay relevant with the global trends.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, and that's a difficult task to achieve. So those who can do that, well, those designers deserve the big paycheck. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.